Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 30th day of May, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Road Trip Report. We do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri and Beth. We are in the question and answer mode, so everybody that joins the call will be muted automatically from my end. And if you wish to speak, please use star 6 on phones, or if you're on your computer, press the ask question button. That will put you in a queue, and I answer the calls in the queue in the order that they come in. Do want to remind you our website is www.pastordan.net. Again, that's Pastor Dan with no spaces or special characters, just pastordan.net. And on the Daily Mail page, we put a lot of the current events type information there. For our reading, we're going to go to, as soon as I can find it here, we're going to go to Psalm 56, and for some reason, there it is. Psalm 56, and we're going to use the Bible in Basic English for our translation today. And it's a short one, so we're going to go read the whole thing. Have mercy on me, O Elohim God, for man is attempting my destruction. Every day he makes cruel attacks against me. My haters are ever ready to put an end to me. Great numbers are lifting themselves up against me. In the time of my fear, I will have faith in you. In Elohim God will I give praise to his word. In Elohim God have I put my hope. I will have no fear of what flesh may do to me. Every day they make wrong use of my words. In other words, they twist our words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. For me here, you could substitute identity whites and toxic males for sure. They come together, they are waiting in secret places. Or in other words, they're hiding, like hiding behind the mainstream media, hiding behind corporatocracy, hiding behind churchianity. The trusted voices allow them to work in secret. So they come together, they are waiting in secret places, they take note of my steps, otherwise monitor your electronic communications via email, social media, track your cell phone, where it's going, where you're driving, blah, blah, blah. They are waiting for my soul. Ooh. Does that sound familiar? Like in this COVIDicy that's going on? You need to be vaccinated. Why? Because we say so. By evil doing, they will not get free from punishment. In wrath, O Elohim God Yahweh, let the peoples be made low. Peoples here would be goyim, which means non-Israelite peoples. And of our people, it would be those who are in disobedience, because they will be lumped in with the tares and the goats. You have seen my wanderings. Put the drops from my eyes into your bottle. Are they not in your record? In other words, when you cry, because he watches every move we make. When I send up my cry to you, my haters will be turned back. I am certain of this, for Elohim God is with me. In Elohim, will I give praise to his word. In Yahweh will I give praise to his word. In Elohim God have I put my hope. I will have no fear of what man may do to me. I keep the memory of my debt to you, O Yahweh. I will give you the offerings of praise, because you have taken my soul from the power of death and kept my feet from failing, so that I may be walking before Elohim God in the light of life. Again, Psalm 56. So, as we end May, we're, of course, coming into the Memorial Day weekend, tomorrow being Memorial Day. The last Monday of May is typically it. It used to be in October, but that was changed. That was changed in, let's see, I guess 2009. It was still in October. After that, it's been the last Monday of May. It's the day Memorial, of course, is talking about honoring men and women who have died while in serving the U.S. military. And, of course, today we know that many of our people have given up their life in the service of the military for the wrong reasons. And we pray Yahweh will hold those responsible for that misuse of our sons and daughters, and that they may be judged accordingly and punished accordingly. It was originally known as Decoration Day, and it originated in the years following the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression, and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe it by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of the summer, or down here in Florida, we call it the heat wave, when Florida becomes like a furnace. Not quite yet, but it's already starting. So again, as we go into this weekend, we hope everybody has a good Memorial Day weekend. And I hope everybody does remember people, the family, whatever, who have paid that sacrifice. May their sacrifice not have been in vain. Unfortunately, I've lost many family members over the years. One of my cousins at the Battle of the Bulge. My grandfather, a Marine in World War II. My father almost went in for the Korean War, but I kept him out. And I'm glad I did. My mother was pregnant with me, and at that time, since he had no other children, then they would not allow him to enlist. Ralph says here, I think the jab is designed to steal your soul. And then Bubby 1483 says, depopulation control for the New World Order. Well, I think it's both. The main point that people should understand is it's not for our benefit. It's not for health reasons. It's not backed by medicine or science. So what we can ascertain from that is that it's for nefarious purposes, obviously. All right. So, again, why anybody of sound mind would participate in any portion of this COVIDicy that's going on is beyond me. Unless, of course, you're one of the conspirators, in which case we pray in precatory prayer to our Father above that he would curse you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, because you are committing crimes against humanity, crimes against decency, and crimes against the laws of God and nature. So why in the world would we support that? And anybody that goes along with this COVIDicy is guilty, whether by, okay, meaning if you go along with it for financial reasons, or you go along with it because you're a coward, if you go along with it because you're afraid of being called names, or you just don't want to stand out, you are complicit by omission. Omission of what? Omission of the truth. Now, people like Fauci, of course, are guilty of committing the crime, commission. But most of the people in America today and around the world that are putting diapers on their faces or shields over their faces and going along with this idiocy, they are complicit by omission. Omission of truth, omission of common sense, omission of decency, omission of looking into anything rather than just taking the trusted voices at their face value, which is a form of insanity. Who in his right mind would believe the likes of Anthony Fauci? I mean, really? Or virtually any of the buffoons that we have in Washington, D.C., and most of our state capitals. These people are complete lunatics. Cretans, because of their low IQ and complete retarded nature. And miscreants, because they haven't got a moral fiber in their body. They wouldn't know morality and righteousness if it hit them in the head. This is the type of psychopath that we have running our cacistocracies today. It's kind of funny. While I was on the road trip, I was around people with, some of them were millionaires. Almost all of them had college degrees, and yet most of them didn't know what cacistocracy meant. Most of them didn't know what a miscreant was or a cretin, because vocabulary today is pretty poor by most people. And especially today, it's pitiful because you have electronic dictionaries. If you have a Kindle or some other device to read books electronically, they have built-in dictionaries. If you go to wordweb.com, you can download an electronic dictionary that if you see something on your screen you don't understand, you just right-click on the word, and up pops the dictionary definition. And it will even tell you how to pronounce the word. How cool is that? And I was playing with it, and even if the word, let's say it's a foreign word, even if they don't have it in the dictionary, you can still plug it into the search bar and hit the little voice box next to it, and it'll tell you how to pronounce it, at least according to the algorithm in the program, which is based on English. It may not be how they pronounce it in Lithuania or Sweden or Finland, okay? But it will give you at least the way an English-speaking person would normally pronounce it. It really helps a lot with Latin, because I'm terrible at Latin. I know a little Latin from my brother who took it in college, but I don't know it enough to pronounce every one of the words I see. So little things like wordweb.com come in handy. And there's other dictionaries like thefreedictionary.com that have the generators in it, the algorithms that will tell you how to pronounce things. So in this day and age, with built-in electronic dictionaries and thesauruses and voice synthesizers, it's pretty shameful that our vocabulary and diction is so poor in this country, and actually any white nation of the earth. But the wake up is in full swing. Hallelujah for that. And by the way, Psalm 56 is one of the Psalms, and Proverbs are two of my most favorite books in the Bible. If you want wisdom, okay? Pretty much everything about how we're supposed to behave is covered in those two books. All the rest of Scripture points to those two books, if you think about it. Even the prophets. Yeah, they prophesied events and everything else. But when they talked about our morality and our behavior in alignment with our Creator, the books of Proverbs and Psalms are like numero uno, as far as I can tell anyway. So over the weekend, or I should say over the past 2 weeks, it was interesting the many people that I talked to and how many people are making serious changes in their life right now. Serious changes. They are separating Sometimes it's spouses are separating from each other because they're unequally yoked. Okay, now it's kind of funny that people just kind of gloss over when Scripture tells us to do something. It always amazed me. I guess when I was a boy, I was kind of naive because, you know, I would read it in the Bible and I would try to change my life to be in agreement with the Bible. I thought everybody did that. But as I got older, I realized that, no, most people don't. I remember I went for a job in Pennsylvania many years ago at a power plant, and because it was nuclear power, you had to take a psychological evaluation. Every time you went to a different plant, they had to put you through this nonsense. They don't do it today, but back in that day, they did. So I took this four-hour test, between 3 and 4 hours to answer all the questions. There were hundreds and hundreds of them. So I get told that I have to go talk to the psychiatrist. So I go to the psychiatrist, and he says, well, we just saw some of your answers, and we here. So he told me which questions they were, and the problem this man had was he didn't expect anybody to answer it based on morality. Because when I explained to him why I answered it, like one said to, do you feel dirty or do you feel like you've committed a crime? Something like that. And I answered yes. And he said, well, why would you say that? I said, because all of us are sinners. I said, we're all sinners before the Almighty. And he just looked at me and goes, well, that's not what we mean. And I said, well, then you shouldn't have written that way, or you should have a statement up in the beginning of the test that leave the Bible and your morality out of it. Because where I come from, my Bible teachings and morality are supposed to influence my answers and the way I behave. And this guy was shocked by that. So after about 15 minutes of talking, he just kind of grinned and said, there's nothing wrong here. He said, go on back to the security department. I'll tell them that you're cleared to work in the plant. But do you see the point I'm trying to make? We say we have rules, especially here in America, but it goes for any white nation on the earth today. We say we have rules, but then we don't enforce them. And then we wonder why our children are misbehaving. We wonder why our relationships suck. We wonder why we can't find anybody that wants to do a good job or even show up for work nowadays. Everything is falling apart because, again, go back to Psalms and Proverbs and other verses as well. Violation of the rules is supposed to have consequences. When my children were growing up, they knew the rules of the house. They understood I was the head of the household. And they understood also, because I explained to them, what the punishments would be if they violated the rules. And when they were very young, they tested it, of course. That's what children do. They test the boundaries. And so they... But the good news was, when they were only 2, 3, and 4 years, was swift and it was in full measure, they behaved themselves. There were many times that I had the missus at that time and the children with me and go out places and people would stop and say, wow, what disciplined children you have. And I just kind of look at them and it's like, well, aren't all children being disciplined? Again, that was young and naive, and now that I'm older, looking back, the answer is no. We don't punish bad politicians. We don't punish bad police officers. We don't punish bad military officers and enlisted men. We don't punish anybody in the Pentagon. We don't punish anybody in Washington, D.C. We don't punish anybody in state capitals. The only ones that get punished are people like Jim Traficant. from Ohio, the congressman that the Jews went after, because he was telling the truth about Israel and the Jews and what they're doing. So there's been a few exceptions, but it wasn't because they've actually committed a crime. They were, the system was used to punish them because they dared to speak the truth. But the real people who have committed the crimes, they don't get punished. Almost never. So it goes all the way through. Our families, we don't enforce the rules. The churches don't enforce the rules. The schools don't enforce the rules. The universities don't enforce the rules. Government doesn't enforce the rules. Industry doesn't enforce the rules. Unless it serves their purposes for some nefarious thing they're trying to do, which is rare. But in general, in our societies today, we've thrown away the idea that bad behavior or criminality should be punished according to what our Heavenly Father says. Okay? We say we punish like murderers today, but no, you don't. Sending a murderer to prison is ludicrous. It serves no purpose whatsoever, except make judges and corrections people and wardens money. And prison industries, which are typically owned by Jews, they have slave labor. That's the only thing prisons do. They don't fix anything. They sure as hell don't fix criminals. And don't hand me that 1 in 10,000 out there that actually makes a change. I don't give a damn about the 1 in 10,000, to be honest with you. I care about generalities because that's what the Bible deals with. It's not dealing with singular events. It's talking in general population-wide. So when it says take the murderer, whatever age, whatever economic background, whatever family situation, doesn't matter. If you've committed murder, you take them out and you execute them. Now, how many babies do you think would be murdered in the womb if doctors, nurses, clinic owners were taken out into a field and stoned to death for murdering babies? How many babies do you think would die? How many people do you think would do it? Very, very few. If you start calling them babies and you start calling it what it is, infanticide or murder. It's not an abortion. That comes out of the Jewish Talmud, okay? So, once again, the white nations have been completely brainwashed and Zionized to where they think like Jews instead of God's people. Because it's exactly where that idea comes from. Out of the Talmud, which is the holy book of the Jewish people, where a baby's not a baby until it comes out of the womb. But now, you can kill a baby even after it's born, because the other part of the Talmud they're using is that if you're not Jewish, then you're an animal. And of course, it's okay to kill animals. So the baby has no chance, because up until it's born, the Talmud says it doesn't exist. It's just a clump of cells called a fetus. But after it's born, then they go to the other clause in the Talmud that says, well, for the non-Jews, it's okay to kill a baby because it's just an animal. Just like sending our sons and daughters to no-win wars so that Jewish corporations can make money. Same idea. It's just a bunch of animals dying. So what do we care? We don't care. Same thing with injecting children and adults with a serum. Call it a vaccine when it's really not. And a bunch of people are having serious side effects and dying. What's it matter to them? You're just stupid cattle. Shabbos goy. Right? Shabbos goyim. You're just stupid cattle. They don't give a shit. Which I don't blame them, because they're our enemy, the enemy of all mankind, okay? If you really boil all the rhetoric away and all of your misconceptions due to propaganda, they are the enemy of all that is good. Exactly what the Christ said in John chapter 8, when he walked amongst them and had to hide for fear of the Jews. And when they confronted him constantly, trying to trip him up on a violation of the law so that they could, quote, legally murder him. Okay, so 2,000 years ago, Messiah walked the earth and ran into this same problem. Only problem here today is you don't have any preachers telling you that, because they've all sold themselves out. Okay, you know that, right? The preachers today come out of seminaries. Seminaries are to indoctrinate the preachers the exact same way that your children go to colleges and universities to be indoctrinated into communism. Why in the hell people today send their children to public schools or colleges and universities is beyond me. My first three children, I was young and did not know better, so they went to the public school system. It was atrocious. My second three children, I was wiser, had come to identity, so they were homeschooled. So I got the chance to see the difference between the two children. I saw the difference between public schooling and homeschooling, and it was huge. Huge difference. Now, homeschooling doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a moral, upright child, because that's an individual thing, and it has everything to do with their character and all that. But as far as an education, there is no doubt whatsoever that homeschooling will provide a much better education. And my son Joshua, when he was tested in New Jersey in the state school system, or he had to take a state-sponsored test anyway, even though he was being trained in a Christian school, he proved that to be factual, because when he was entering the second grade, he took a battery of 12 tests, and every one of them he scored so much higher than public school. He had two of them he scored post-high school. Now think about that for a second. He's about 7, 8 years old. He scored in two categories scores that would normally be attributed to somebody who had already graduated high school. How is that even possible? Then he had about another four of them that was at the 10th grade level, let's say. And then there was another section of them that was at the 8th grade level. His worst were two at the 4th grade level. So here he is going into the 2nd grade, and his worst areas out of the 12 put him at the 4th grade level in the equivalent public school system. That was his worst. Do you see what I'm saying? And again, that's just one example. A lot has to do with the student, obviously. But the point being, why we acquiesce to doing what the Antichrist wants us to do is, again, beyond me. People say, I love my children, but they won't do what's best for them. Just like in the area of pets, this is a pet peeve of mine within family and friends. You know, and I've watched this in my immediate family, my sister and some other members, where people today treat their pets like they're humans. That's another thing I can't wrap my head around, okay? Now, I understand the attachment to a pet. We had a collie when I was a boy. His name was Shane. Shane of the Meadows. He had official paperwork. He was a thoroughbred. And I loved Shane. We all did. Shane was like a member of the family. But he lived outside. He was never on a leash. And when it was his time to go, he was just let go. There was no, like, mourning. There was no Herculean efforts and extravagant prices paid trying to keep him alive, etc., etc. We understood. We were raised on a farm. Animals come and go just like people come and go, all right? And it doesn't mean you don't care. To this death culture, to where we almost worship people simply because they're going to die. We overlook bad habits. We overlook things. Got cancer, or they're going. Yeah, we're all going to die. It's part of. It's called part of life. All right. From the time you're born, you're going to die. But why aggrandize it? Why not just accept it as a part of life? Why do we spend millions in some cases trying to keep the body alive when the individual is already gone? The mental capacity is already gone. Or they've got some disease that's so painful that the person actually wishes that they could go over to the other side, but we, the family, keep them alive. We pay doctors hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars doing all these nutty, crazy things just to keep the body alive. Where did that come from? I've asked people for years, explain it to know. Where did that come from? It seems to be antithetical to healthy living. And that could happen anytime, by accident, by violence, or just by nature. Okay, get over it. We're all going to travel over there to the other side eventually, so get over it. Our Father expects us to live each day of our life as if it'll be our last. That's a commandment. You don't have any guarantee for tomorrow, so you live every day as if it's your last. You tell the people around you, you love them every day. You don't wait and then find out they're gone. You don't wait to give them a gift till it's their birthday or Christmas. If they need something, you go get it for them right then and there. Screw these holidays and all this Jewish nonsense for running out to buy stuff that most of the time people don't appreciate anyway. At least that's been my case. So I stopped doing it years ago. I don't send out any cards. I don't buy any gifts. Not for their purposes. If it's something very special and unique, that's different. But, and it was wintertime up in the north, and the tires were bald, and he didn't have money to put tires on it. I helped him by getting tires, put it on his car. That, to me, is what the charity talked about is all about. Not going out because it's, quote, Christmas or Easter or birthdays or Secretary's Day. It's Founder's Day. I mean, they've got things coming out of our asses trying to get you to spend money. That's just my personal take on it. Not sure how I got sidetracked into that, but anyway. That's my thoughts on the matter. We got a reset coming. I think that's pretty apparent. Some call it an economic reset. Some call it Nisargasara. Some say it's the New World Order getting ready to put the hammer down and the communists making their bid. Actually, it's both. This is the great struggle between the children of light and the children of darkness at the end of the age. The Dead Sea Scrolls talk about it. Even in Scripture, you can read it. In Obadiah 18 and Malachi chapter 4, it talks about a time coming when judgment will come upon the wicked. If you don't do something with all these wicked people that are poisoning the air, poisoning the water, poisoning the food, poisoning your children's mind, now they're poisoning your body with these things they call vaccines, which really aren't. Okay? How do we survive? Okay, how do we survive if we don't take this Zio-communist bullshit and bury it? Okay, how does mankind survive if we don't have the guts to tell these Jews where to get off, kick them out of our countries, confiscate their property and wealth and give it back to the people they stole it from, and stop listening to their bullshit? Somebody needs to tell me how we recover as a world if you don't do something with the very people Christ said needed to be dealt with. and the prophets. Okay? Resist evil with all your hearts, with all your body and soul. You remember those verses? Again, Psalms and Proverbs. Resist evil with all your heart, body, and soul. Oh, you don't remember that? Maybe you need to go back and read those two books. Okay? Resist evil. Doesn't say placate evil. It doesn't say acquiesce to evil. Doesn't say turn your back and your eye so that you can't see it. That way you don't have to get involved. Doesn't say watch TV and just get yourself drunk on drugs, booze, or entertainment to the point where you think everything's okay because you're numb. Doesn't say do that. What's that old axiom? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Good men do nothing. Gets back to what I just said. If you don't have discipline in the home, you make the rules, but you don't enforce them, you have spoiled children. And you get the consequences of having spoiled children. If you don't punish your politicians and your people in your government, your public servants, if you don't punish them for bad behavior, what do you get? You get trouble. High taxes, laws, so many laws in the book you can't walk out your door without some bureaucrat somewhere claiming you broke, quote, the law. Because you've got millions of statutes, regulations, and so-called laws. Most of them immoral. Most of them have no authority. The government has no authority, such as health care. Education. The government has no mandate and no constitutional authority whatsoever. Insurance. Corporations. The government never had the right to incorporate companies, turn them into corporations, giving them the state's limited liability. That is unconstitutional and unbiblical. And it's why we have the mess we have today, because unelected corporate leaders, bankers, and people in Washington who are unelected just put in these different commissions and different NGOs, etc. Okay? If they're not held accountable, they become spoiled. And then you get what we have now, where they think they can tell you to put a diaper on your face, or they'll shut your business down, or they'll shut your theater down, or you can't walk on a beach and everything else. They have no authority. Now, they claim that they have it because they have generated paperwork. They created the paperwork. The original documents that created the government, though, say they don't. And when the public servant violates the original organic documents, such as the state and federal constitutions, they are no longer legitimate public servants. They are traitors. They are pretending to be public servants, which means under the color of law, which equates to a criminal act, and they need to be punished for it. So again, where is all, however you can see the handwriting on the wall, that big things are going to be just, you can tell that. This, whatever charade is going on in Washington, I don't even know if anybody's running this thing. It's like a ship without a rudder. This whole country is like without a rudder. There's a clown that gets on and pretends he's Joe Biden, and supposedly his gang of thieves in Washington are proposing a budget of $6 trillion. Does anybody have a clue how much money that is? Can Americans even comprehend quantities that are that big? It's like looking up at the stars in the sky and going, hey, man, How many do you think there are there? All right, those little specks of light. $6 trillion, okay? That's unbelievable. So the money printing in this country and around the world, actually, all of the governments are doing it, printing money out of thin air. And it's not actually even, we call it printing money, but it's generating ledger entries in computers. That's what constitutes money today. So it's not even actual silver coins or dollar bills. There's not enough of that to go around. If you want to try to print up $6 billion in paper, you're going to have to come up with like billion-dollar bills. Millions and billions of dollars instead of your ones, fives, tens, and twenties. That's just way too small. You can't print up enough. So they're going to have bills out there that are worth like $500 million. But people, they don't think. Obviously, they don't think. They're putting a substance in their body that's untested, with all kinds of competent doctors and nurses telling you it's poison, but they're still doing it. All right? So that shows you the lack of thinking, critical thinking we have today. It shows you a lack of intestinal fortitude. They have no balls. They won't stand up to anybody. Oh, he might call me a name, or they might do this, they might do that. It's called fear, paranoia, lack of testosterone, lack of intestinal fortitude, no backbone, basically. So, we don't even stand up to disobedient children. I guess it'd be a big request to ask people to actually stand up to their public servants, wouldn't it? They don't stand up. Men don't stand up to their wives. Men and women don't stand up to their children. And nobody stands up to these unelected bureaucrats. So, the brain dead continue to operate in the area of being brain dead. The good news down here in Florida, at least a large part of it anyway, has pretty much walked away from the whole COVID nonsense, especially on the West Coast. And that's really nice to see. The 2 weeks I was gone, I was on the West Coast, so almost everywhere I went, it was almost like prior to February of 2020. Very few masks, very few employees wearing masks, very few. And nobody challenging when you don't wear one. I mean, no challenge whatsoever. Even if there's still a sign there, there was no challenge. So at least parts of the country, people are fed up and pushing back. We often talk about idolatry. What is idolatry? It's the worshiping of idols. What are idols? They are false gods. And we've talked about this many, many times because people today have made gods out of all kinds of things. Medical experts, churches, pastors, government agencies, television, celebrities, you name it. The people out here today worship almost everything except our Heavenly Father. They worship almost everything except Him. Okay, John, welcome to the program, buddy. How are you doing?
Very good. How about you? Good morning, Pastor Commander Dan, and good morning to all the listeners here. May Yahweh bless each and every one of you. For the last two weeks, I ran into people, one at a gas station and one at a church. Listen to this. The gas station, the man saw me without a mask. Another customer walking in, and he turns around, makes a comment, and says, "Oh my God, you got the COVID-19 vaccine shot." And I couldn't help it. I said, "Well, yes, I did." And then he said, "Oh, well, at least we got our freedoms back." I was laughing on the inside, kept my mouth shut. I was there to buy ice, so I just paid for it, went right out, got the ice, and got into my car. That's just one person. And then this past week, I went to a church because I had to deliver something there. And here is a white Anglo-Saxon, an older lady. She was in charge of the child care there. And she mentioned the same thing to me. She said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm not wearing my mask." And then I told her, "Well, ma'am, you don't have to wear your mask around me. I mean, what you do is with your life is your business." And then she, too, thought that I was vaccinated. And she mentioned that to me. And then I asked her, "Was it your first one or your second one?" And she told me, "No, I'm fully vaccinated. I took all two vaccines." And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this white, supposed to be our people here, white Anglo-Saxon woman, and a grandma on top of that, she's not going to live long. And I gave her what I was there for, and then I left. But this is the attitude across the country. Oh, let's get vaccinated for the stupid people, get vaccinated. And then they all of a sudden they get their freedoms back. They're in for a rude awakening. What's going to happen down the road soon? There might be another vaccine this or vaccine that. And more mask this and mask that. I walked in. I've been walking into some stores again, breathing. And I did see some signs at some doors. The CDC recommends or requires this, this, or that if you are not fully vaccinated. So I go in there. I keep my mouth shut. Of course, we're in Florida. Governor DeSantis has put out for anyone to ask us if we've been vaccinated or not. But I take advantage of that. So I'm not walking in the store with a mask on, thank God, or thank Yahweh. But either way, I got them all thinking in there for those that are wearing masks. Oh, this guy must be vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Well, I'm not, but I keep my mouth shut in there. Nobody is stopping me, nothing. So even though before all this started, I was still walking in to places without the mask, telling them, oh, well, I have asthma, I'm asthmatic, I can't wear it. Including, would you believe this, yesterday? I wanted to buy some steel-toe shoes. I did buy them all right, but they had two people in there, and then a sales girl comes up to me and says, "Sir, do you have a mask?" I told her, "No, ma'am." "Well, you have to have a mask on." She was speaking in broken English or Spanglish, whatever, but I understood her. And I told her that I was asthmatic. I have asthma legally and medically. I cannot wear that. And then I knew she was lying to me, but then she said, "Well, you know, I have asthma too, and I'm wearing my mask." I kept my mouth shut. I knew she was a damn liar, but I was still there to get the shoes, and I did get them because someone else helped me. And there were two other customers in there with their masks on, and I could just tell. I could tell by the husband's wife. I saw that she was smiling at me. She knew. She probably didn't want to wear the mask either. But this is the attitude out there. I mean, there is no emergency in Florida. I wish whatever stores have these signs, they need to take the crap down. I'm not going to wear any mask.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny, John, because remember we were told all this stuff was to give 2 weeks for everybody to catch up. 2 weeks has turned into like 15 months now. We're also told by these same lying sacks of manure that this so-called vaccine, this virus, cannot live above 74 degrees or something like that. Truth is, it can't live above something like 60 or even 50 degrees. I can't remember but it's a much lower number. But even still, 74 degrees. Well, the country has been way above 74 degrees for a long time. And it was back in 2020. And now we're headed there again in 2021. And yet, these same Cretans are telling the sheep that they need to do this, they need to do that, when the same group of criminals told them right up front in the beginning that all we got to do is get to the summer because that will kill it, because once we get above 74, but everybody forgot about it because all they do is watch television, whatever the TV tells them, because they have such short memories and attention spans. They don't know what the hell's going on. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Why would anybody trust these people? I wouldn't buy a bicycle from any one of these people, let alone a car, or put a serum into my arm based on what any of these people are saying. Why are people doing this? I don't understand. I really don't. Is it that much of a lack of faith?
Well, Pastor Dan, yes, it is a lack of faith. But, you know, the people I see in these stores still, the customers wearing their masks, and certainly in the grocery stores, I mean, if they have not been vaccinated or not fully, they need to, well, we don't know who's been vaccinated, but for those that aren't, they're still wearing the mask when we can drop the mask now. And well, I'm talking about Florida, or I guess the United States, but Florida, I mean, all they have to do is walk in without the mask, and the management and the store workers, they're not going to, right now, they're not saying anything. But see, this is the problem. We need to see more and more and more people remove these damnable masks. Now, as far as the mask is concerned, those that have been vaccinated, I think they should still wear that mask or find something, some kind of a thing where they can wear, I don't know what it is, to start so we can know who's vaccinated, because of the crap that they're shedding is coming out of their noses, out of their mouth. These, what is it, these prions that are going in the air. That's why I'm currently wearing an air purifier that I got online, but it's worth a shot. I hope it does work. Maybe it could work. William Van Der Kamp said they could wear yellow star.
So what?
That's a good one. That is a good one. I like that, Mr. Kamp. They can all wear a yellow star. Man, that would be great to see. But something that we can at least know who's been vaccinated. They're spreading their bullshit.
Okay, you keep dropping off, John. Not sure what the problem is. We also have another caller.
Oh, that's enough?
All right. Yeah, it's acting up because you just dropped off there right after you said what was about the yellow star. You just disappeared. We got another caller, too, from California.
All right. All right. Well, you know what I mean. Okay. All of you have a great day, and Yahweh bless all of you.
Yahweh bless, John. Thanks.
Hello, Dan.
California. Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Oh, hello? Yep. Now I can. Yep, yep.
All right. Hi. Yeah, I don't know why I'm coming in from California, because I'm in Florida. And we're glad to hear, John.
That's what the screen says. Is that the area code on the phone that you have, maybe?
No, it's Florida, but that's all right.
Yeah, so, it does. It says Dos Palos, California. That's pretty strange.
That is very, very strange. Yeah, this is Susan from Florida. So,
oh, okay.
anyway, great to hear you, Pastor Dan, and to hear John, too. I think some people know that from September through January, and actually well beyond that, I was traveling through 11 states, and this was, of course, prior to the large rollout of the injections that are not vaccines, but are falsely portrayed as such. And I actually entered 700 different businesses of different kinds, gas stations and convenience stores, hotels, big box stores, department stores, and so on. And in all of those places, I never wore a mask and just had pleasant conversations with people often at the door. So it worked, you know, and there were people who were upset about it, but I always was maskless in all of those 11 states. In only one circumstance, in Asheville, North Carolina, did I finally put on a shield, a facial shield, but otherwise I was completely maskless and shieldless. So it certainly was doable at that time, even in all sorts of different businesses. It's just that people didn't try. They didn't stand up for what is right or what was right at that time. Now, I do want to point out that I believe, as a public health scientist, that we're in a completely different situation now than we were then. Now we've got a large sector of the public that has been injected. And even though this is a very, very different injection than a typical vaccine, which, of course, after vaccination, of, you know, real vaccination, people do shed viral particles that can be infectious toward others. So in other words, they actually endanger other people in their shedding. In this case, they're shedding more than that. And they always were shedding more than that anyway, because all of the standard vaccines contain multiple different forms of hazardous materials, harmful chemicals, harmful biological agents, and so on. There's something far more hazardous about the current injection, which is not a vaccine. The most hazardous aspect being the spike proteins with prions. Insofar as there were prions in these injections, the entirety of the population is seriously endangered. And any shedding at all of prions, it is deadly to anyone who's exposed. And so I've come to the conclusion, and it's a tough one, and I just gulped because I don't even like to say this to anyone, but I have come to the conclusion that now is the time completely to quarantine for the duration of the, if you will, the passing of the injected persons. I say this because even if, you know, and I have already been in circumstances where, out of kindness, I've shaken someone's hand who was probably injected, and I should never have done that. I really regret to say that, you know, I agree with Luc Montagnier, and some people have said, oh, Luc Montagnier is a fraud, or this. No, he's not. This is a, you know, a Nobel Prize winning virologist from France who says that all of the people who have been injected will be dead within 2 years. I believe that. I think that most of them will be dead within 1 year. Insofar as there was any hydrogel, I'm not even talking prions now, but apparently hydrogel was one of the components of at least some of the current injections, of which there are four types. I'll say five types, okay? Everyone knows of the four types, right? And I'm not going to re-mention those names of those companies. But I'll say there's a fifth type, and that is saline, just simple salt water or purified water, because I believe many of the celebrities and politicians who publicly took this injection actually either had a retractable needle and didn't get anything, or they got saline or purified water. And I say that because I have a very close friend who years ago was a hospital administrator, and during, I believe it was the H1N1 scare, he was required to ensure that every worker at the hospital received a vaccine for that. So what he did was require that everyone in the hospital be silent about the fact that what he was administering instead was saline. And it worked. Everyone actually did keep his or her mouth shut.
Wow.
Years later, I actually did speak with someone from CDC and revealed that I didn't say where this had been done. It could have been anywhere in the country. And, of course, the CDC official was just beyond outrage. and I suspect that this is not the only instance where hospital administrators or others, medical doctors, have decided to deliver saline instead of a vaccine. I'm sure it has happened many times. And this is protected the population in secretive ways. There are other people who are going around protecting the population in secretive ways too. Now, I just raised the matter of hydrogel, and I wanted to say that on every PCR test probe tip, there is hydrogel, and there are they're grippers. And we've discussed these before. There's also ethylene oxide. We hadn't discussed that. I think that the PCR test probe is something potentially even worse than what's in the injections, because I'm not sure that the injections have hydrogel. Hydrogel is really horrific because it's 2D graphene. That 2D means it's just one, a layer, of a single atom layer of carbon atoms. And this can very, very easily get through anything. It'll just go through anything. It's so small. It's nano. So when, for example, with, can you still hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you dropped off. Going in and out.
I don't know. I have no idea why. It seems that it's been an unusual signal this morning, Dan, with your call. It might be both sides.
Oh, you said so, the broadcast was going in and out too?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
But hydrogel, when it gets through the cribriform plate, which is porous, of course, it contains olfactory nerves, and it's the only protection between the back of the nasal sinuses, the posterior nasal sinuses, and the brain. I'm being a little bit repetitive just because I'm presuming that I'm going in and out for everyone, so I apologize for the redundancy. When that hydrogel gets inside, along with the theragrippers, now the theragrippers are metallic and they get through too, they're micro-nano size, and when they get in, first of all, they open up, they're kind of rectangular, and they open up their various arms, and then those arms grip into the flesh. And then the hydrogel begins to build a crystalline structure upon that metallic theragripper so that they won't just move around in the brain. They have a foundation that won't move, and so they won't move. So the hydrogel begins first to build a 2D structure, and then it becomes a 3D structure. This becomes an antenna that builds inside the brain. And according to a DARPA, Lawrence Livermore, military intel neuroweapons expert, whom I can refer everybody to, if you just look up neuroweaponry, you'll find this video on YouTube. It's from 2017. This builds an antenna inside the brain that is radio accessible exogenously. That means externally, someone can access that antenna, can trigger that antenna, can communicate to and with that antenna. This is what's being used to roboticize people. I suspect that there's also hydrogel inside the injections. And the hydrogel, obviously, when it goes into the arm instead of into the sinuses, is going to make its way through the bloodstream. And as it continues to grow, it obviously can create blockages in the bloodstream, which is why I suspect that this is causing the reported blood clotting and blood clumping that we see even within hours after, even within minutes after delivery of the vaccine, and then ultimately strokes. There was an EMT in the south of France, Lyon, France, who went public this week about how he and the nurses in the hospitals recognize that the injection is causing blood clots and strokes, and these people are dying. And there is no way to save them because the hydrogel continues to grow clumped cells, along with the crystalline structures. So wow. I think it's time now. Yes, even though I, on a rare occasion, once a month, I might go to a grocery store because we're pretty well prepped here now. But even going there, it's a whole different situation. And, of course, I'm always unmasked. I've never worn a mask. But it's And of course, people probably do presume, you know, that I've been vaxxed or whatever. I don't care what they presume. I'm not going to lie to them either. I'll always tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. If somebody
inquires. I think everyone deserves, everyone deserves truth. Okay, so I'm never going to lie about my status. But it's time to assiduously avoid the injected and those who have had any PCR test, I'm sorry to say.
Well, that kind of makes sense, really. I mean, but again, you know, we've talked about this. Maybe this is Father helping solidify the separating of the sheep and the goats. You know, because we don't have the willpower to do it. And I've been saying that for years. We need to come out of Babylon, establish communities, live off the grid as much as possible. And nobody wanted to do it. Nobody. I mean, everybody had, a lot of people had desire, but they didn't want to change their location. They didn't want to put up any money. They didn't want to trust anybody. So everybody had an issue, so it never came to fruition. Whereas now, because of the serious nature of this this serum and what they're doing to the bodies, now all of a sudden more people are starting to get more serious about coming out of Babylon, because Babylon could literally kill you at this point. So they were doing it to us slowly with the poisoning of our minds, the poisoning of our food, the pharmaceuticals. But now it's like in your face, there is no doubt about what they're doing, and it could literally put you in the hospital or even kill you within, actually, some people within a day, hours even. Other people, it's a month later, 2 months later, whatever. And certainly there's a large number of doctors and healthcare people that are saying that within 2 to 5 years, many people who are succumbing to do what these CDC and World Health Organization and other nefarious groups are doing, if they follow their instructions, they'll literally be dead in 2 to 5 years. Did we lose you, Susan?
So. No, I'm still here. I think we're just going in and out.
Off.
But yes. No, I didn't jump off. But yeah, I agree, Dan. This is it. This is the time to go aside, to take refuge, to be apart. I've even been telling people, you know, this is the time to go Amish.
to go Amish,
like,
yeah.
Some of our, to go Amish or to be otherwise, like whatever your indigenous ancestors were, be indigenous, you know, honor your ancestors' ways, embrace your ancestors' ways and do them for the next 2 years, at least.
At least, right. Yep. Well, hopefully people will pay attention to what we're saying. I've sort of been practicing that even before this whole insanity started because, to be quite honest with you, I just don't like people. I just don't like their behavior, the way they dress, the way they talk, the things they think are funny, the things they think are important. They don't match up with mine hardly at all. So being out amongst the people, I was already nonsense started. And also getting a lot of my food from organic farmers, farmers markets, people that are doing it right instead of spending money at the local Publix or Walmart or anything like that. I spent my money at the farmers market and ordering food from people that take the time to do it right. So if more and more of us would do that, it would support them and also take money away from these creatures walking amongst us. All right. I think the problem is at our end because there's people writing in saying they're hearing everything. So I'm not sure why we're having the problem, but maybe there's a glitch or something like that. But I'm not hearing if you're saying anything, Susan. So
I didn't say anything for some time there.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
Thank you, Dan. I will jump off now, and thank you for everyone here for being here and for all your prayers.
You bet. Take care. Yahweh bless. Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Yep. Okay. Everybody is saying they're hearing. So apparently... I'm not sure what the hell's going on, really, folks. I don't know as far as why occasionally I'm not able to hear or like Susan couldn't hear me. But it's like, wait a minute, that's not supposed to happen. So a lot of, and that's the other thing I wanted to tell everybody about here real quick in the last couple of weeks. A lot of strange, how should we say this? Paranormal. Some people call it the paranormal. A lot of strange paranormal things happening. Like many in my circle of friends couldn't sleep on the same night. They wake up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, can't get back to sleep. Hearing sounds like somebody's outside the door. I mean, you can tell the difference. We're not little children anymore. I know the difference between the sounds that a house makes as it cools off in the evening or heats up during the day. I know about timbers and metal and expansion, contraction. I know all that. I know the difference between that and footsteps and somebody standing outside my door. I know the difference. So when you're in the middle of the night, you wake up and every sound is exactly like somebody was standing outside your door, but there's nobody there. That's kind of creepy. Okay, that's the kind of things I'm talking about. Even for guys like me and many of my friends who have never had that kind of stuff happen to them in the past, here lately it seems to be happening more frequently. And I'm only saying that as an indication that I believe the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father is getting ready to make a move. I think he's had enough. That's my opinion, that the wicked have had their time. Okay, they've pretty much destroyed Mother Earth. They've pretty much taken mankind and either polluted them through race mixing or genetic manipulation or GMOs and synthetics and pharmaceuticals and herbicides and insecticides, all the things produced by these goddamn chemical pharmaceutical companies, because they have no ethics and no morality. And we've known that for a very long time. I could bring Pastor Greg Howard back on here. He worked for the pharmaceutical industry for 2 decades. He knows all about it. Not to mention what members of my family who worked either in pharmacies or pharmaceutical companies or they were in the medical field. Lots of people I personally know with personal experience in here will testify to the things that we're talking about, all right? Plus, you can see it happening in the world around us, okay? These people don't care. Like Fauci, do you think he cares that he's killing possibly millions of people? There's no concern. Look at that face. There's no genuine concern. Same thing with Burks. Same thing with the rest of those hokey pieces of shit that parade themselves out there as if they're humanitarians and care about our people and our children. They don't. Nobody in his right mind should believe that. By their body language, their inflection of the words that they speak, the words that they choose, and where they put their money. Remember what it says, you know, actions speak louder than words. You ever hear that before? Actions speak louder than words. I heard that from the time I was 5 years old to now. One of those old one-liners that we used to hear on the farm all the time, mom and dad, which is also a biblical concept, isn't it? Teach a child in the way he should go while you're walking on the paths, basically doing day-to-day things. Okay? That's all that means. Instead of sitting in a classroom, ding, 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 okay, now you're going to be a math specialist for the next 45 minutes, ding, 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 now you're going to walk to the next class, ding, 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 you're going to eat your lunch, ding, 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 you're going to take a break. What kind of way is that to raise a child? That's not natural. It's not natural. That's why the Bible says you teach a child in the way. Why? Because that's the way my father did it. When we were out putting up fences, or we were milking cows, or we were feeding the cows hay, or I was up in a silo shoveling down silage for the cattle, or you're out plowing a field. Okay, that's when little one-liners or a little history lesson down by the creek, getting ready to go swimming on a hot summer day. Dad, why do the minnows bite at my leg? Why do the catfish behave a certain way? Why do the bass or the trout, why do they look a certain way? Why do they do this? Why does the creek go this way or that way? Okay, that's when a child is going to understand and learn. A teacher, the only job of a teacher, whether it's a parent or, quote, a person in a profession called teaching, their only job is to put the material in front of the child as the child requires it. Some children require more stringent material when they're 5. Other people aren't ready for it till they're 10. Some people aren't ready for it till they're 15. Every child is different. They're not cookie cutter. They're not identical. This is the callous world of the Antichrist that does that kind of stuff. All right? Get your heads out of your asses, people. You are a creation of the living God. You are not coming out of a factory, and you shouldn't be treated that way. Sleep cycles, learning cycles, romance, relationships are all individual, very unique, individualistic. You can't get a whitewash brush and brush all problems with the same coat of whitewash. You can't do it. You can't do it. Let's see here. Ella has put something up for us, Miss Ella, and what's it say here? We are the only Bible some people may ever see, meaning our actions, and that's a good point. Thank you, Ella. Very good point. Ralph says here in the comments section, let me see if I can get that up here real quick. Again, computers, what does it say here? Oh, protein as a weapon, and he's got a website. If anybody's on their computer, they can go to the chat and get that website off of there. Let's see, what's it look like here? It's omny.fm, and it's one of the shows there. On Point with Alex Pearson, new peer-reviewed study on COVID-19 vaccines, and it says here, S-U-G-G-E, hashtag description. So anyway, lots of information out there, folks. Again, all you got to do is ask. There's tons of people. There's lots of truth tellers today, far more than there was 20 years ago or 25 years ago. That's for sure. Okay, Yahweh gave us a couple things. He gave us computers that were affordable. He gave us an internet to talk with one another and to share information. Think about that, the network. Everybody says it's all nefarious. But this same technology and network is also allowing us to fellowship right now. We got people online here from Canada. We got people online from Finland. We got people from Sweden. We got people from England. We got people from Spain and France and Germany, South Africa, Australia. Okay? That's not that. Think about it. That's a miracle. Okay? That is a miracle. And I've got a little bit of a glitch going on here with something. But anyway, all right, so good information and good callers with tons of information. The only thing I had left on here was to talk about the fact that good workers are getting harder and harder to find. In the case in point for me, anyway, it was auto mechanics, because I can do a lot of things, but I can't do everything. And finding good plumbers, electricians, mechanics, getting harder and harder to find. I don't know if it's a general lowering of the IQ or just people just don't give a damn anymore. I'm not sure what it is, but it is getting very difficult to find good workers. Also, resist this whole COVID insanity and don't be a part of the problem, all right? And do not allow anybody that you know to get involved in the thing called race mixing. Please, folks, it's a epidemic amongst the brain dead out there. At least Yahweh's people, stay away from that whole genre. I don't even want to be around people that participate in that stuff. I treat them the same way. If you don't have enough sense to know kind should be with kind, stay away from me. I don't need you around me. If you don't want to honor history, nature, nature's God, and your ancestors, odds are you're not going to really respect me very well either. In that case, stay away from me, please. All right? So let's, I don't think we have any more callers. And let's see, does anyone have any thoughts on telegony? That would be another show. Maybe, Ralph, we can put something together for an upcoming show, because that's too deep of a subject to just try to finish up with here tonight. But telegony, there's a lot of evidence that says it is for real, so we'll see as we go forward here. There's something else I'm going to check here real quick. Okay, I got all the word out about that. All right, very good. Anyway, I'm back in headquarters, so hopefully everything will go well from here on out. It'll be a little more regular, and the sound quality, the equipment and all will be such that, you know, you won't hear too much of a differentiation between broadcasts. Things will be a little more stable. But then again, remember, we are going into a period of time where whether it's good guys, bad guys, whatever, we're going to see changes. I mean, big changes. You think this whole COVID thing was something. There's bigger changes coming. I hope you understand that. Yahweh's people should be prepared for it. We're actually looking for it. This world needs to change. It needs to come back to center, and centered on our Father Creator, and not centered on what the cabal and the devil worshippers want, okay? So big changes are going to come one way or the other. And if the righteous take a firm stand, then it's going to become Obadiah 18 and Malachi 4 and Ezekiel 25 time. Okay? Personally, that's where I want to go. I think enough innocent people have suffered. We should all be praying and meditating for the wicked. It's their turn. Let them bleed. All right? I'm all for that. I'm tired of seeing righteous people being raped, murdered, robbed, harvested, traded, enslaved, you name it. I'm tired of it. I think of the wicked, the people that do these kind of things, they need to die. No, they don't need to go to prison. No, we don't need to try to rehabilitate them. We should do what our Heavenly Father told King David to do. Put them to the sword. Get rid of them. And let the righteous live in harmony with one another and with nature. Ella just gave a really good one. Thank you, Ella. Be careful. There's a lot of word going out that there's going to be some serious false flag operations by the enemy over the next couple weeks, possibly. And it may involve unidentified objects in the skies, in the heavenlies, okay? So be prepared. The righteous see disaster or false flags coming and are prepared mentally and spiritually and physically. Those are the planes that we operate on. So again, we're all networking together. We're all family, and we're coming together as a family, which is the beautiful thing that I'm seeing. Unfortunately, some of our blood relatives will not be part of this family, and that there's nothing you can do about it. They're adults. They have to make up their own mind about things. So, but for you and I, folks, we can do what our Father said. Network together, care about each other, pray about it for each other, lift each other up, encourage one another, do what the discipleship calls for, and spread the truth to those with ears to hear and eyes to see. Everybody else, hey, they can go to hell. That's the way I look at it. If somebody really, truly wants to repent, which means change the way they think, well, then feed them truths and encourage them and help them. Other than that, knock the dirt off your feet and keep right on trucking. All right? Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters We don't know what tomorrow brings, but for today, we have this time on this Memorial Day weekend to remember. Remember those who have fallen in the service of Yahweh. Remember those who have given their life for truth. Remember Yeshua HaMashiach, who gave his life for our sins that we deserve. He took them upon himself. How many of us remember that? We call upon his blood to wash us anew this day. We also call the Holy Spirit to minister unto us and to guide us into all truth and wisdom in these latter days. We also pray for those who suffer from some ailment or disease out there, that Yahweh would put a healing touch upon them. Those who suffer from anxiety and distress over all this stuff going on, we ask Yahweh to send the Holy Spirit as a comforter there as well. Let them know that you and you alone are in charge, Father Yahweh. All of this is according to your plan, and its purpose is to wake us up and to get us off our asses and to get back to worshiping you instead of idols. To that end, Father, we thank you for all the good things in our lives. We ask you to help us overcome our shortcomings, and always we ask that you would protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name.